Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
What a goal!
Ruined It's overnight sports.
Crows tickets on sale now at tickettech.com.au.
We fly as one.
Ablett to Myers. Myers tucks it under the arm. Has a ping at goal and misses. No, he's got it. He's got it. Myers kicks the goal. He kicks his third. And Geelong by 17 points.
What do you make of it, Roo? Geelong did start well, kicked the first couple of goals, I think first three goals. But in the third quarter, as Bruce just said, the Crows did hit back and tried, I thought, very, very hard to get back into it. But it just didn't happen, did it?
No, Geelong were absolutely brilliant. So you got to give them full marks. Their defence was awesome. Their midfield was tough and fast. Their ball movement into the forward line was very, very controlled and hit their targets. The kicking was as good as it gets. And their pressure that their forwards were putting on when the ball hit the ground was as good as it gets. They were the best in the competition at that before last night, and they carried it on. Turn over to the Crows. They look hesitant. They look jumpy. They look a little bit unsure. Their skills have dropped away. That's the big thing I've noticed in the first few weeks of the year compared to what they were a couple of years ago. They're just not anywhere near 100%. Their forward line's not working, Dits.
How do you mean it's not working?
Well, it's just not linking up, is it? When they lead, they are getting pushed to areas of the ground you don't want them to lead to. You saw them taking marks 40 metres out near the boundary line. So they've got some headaches, Adelaide. There's absolutely no doubt about it. They're not dead. They're not broken. But they're not performing anywhere near 100%. So they need to train hard. They need to work hard. They need to face up to facts. The draw opens up a little bit. They play some sides that aren't as good coming up. And that is an opportunity for them to practice all the things that I just spoke about, get their confidence up, so when they start playing some good sides again, they improve. Yeah. Otherwise, they're not going to go anywhere.
Now, another bad injury. Don Pike here talking about Paul Seedsman.
No, unfortunately, that's the diagnosis at the moment. Looks like it's a suspected ACL, so that'll get the scans. But he's shattered, as you can imagine.
Look, he's a very important player, very important. Hard to replace those hard-running, skillful midfielders. And on the back of Tom Duday, that is just an absolute disaster for Adelaide. But you can't do anything about it, Ditch. You just got to get someone else to try and fill the spot and make up for it.
All right, Port Adelaide have made three changes. Let's hear from Ken Hinckley.
There'll be three changes. We've obviously got two injuries, and we'll leave Toddy Marshall and bring Sam Gray in. And we'll bring Dougal Howard in, as I said, with Ollie Wines. I suppose it's some risk, but we've been really cautious, been really careful. We've made sure we've waited. Probably could have played last week if we had a really pushed. We didn't want to take that risk. It's funny, isn't it? Because you go 7 days later, does it make much difference in something like that? It probably does make a bit of a difference. You watched him out there training. He's fine.
Dougal Howard in for Jack Watts. No surprise there. Ollie Wines back in for Carl Heyman. No surprise there. Sam Gray for Todd Marshall is a game plan change, Dits. They are going smaller.
Yep.
And every side that goes smaller is playing better football. I think it's a good move by Port Adelaide.
So every side going smaller, what there are stats to show that, are there? Or are you just saying as a general?
Richmond did it out of necessity 2 years ago, won the flag.
Okay.
Collingwood did it last year, nearly won the flag. And Geelong have gone smaller and they're putting the best forward line pressure on. I said to you, I thought we were going to be too top heavy if they had all their tools out there, and big Todd Marshall hasn't done much in the first couple of weeks. So going small, Sam Gray's a good player. He dominated last week in SNFL, so I think it's a good move.
That's our look at sport.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.